Hello and welcome to News Rodeo, the bite-sized news roundup where we laugh at the world to feel a little less sad. I'm Jonah.
And I'm Hannah. Let's get this roundup started.
Yeehaw! Road and rail disruption was expected in parts of the UK on Christmas Eve due to heavy winds. Normally heavy wind isn't expected until after Christmas dinner.
Tom Fletcher, principal of Hertford College, Oxford, was asked by Radio 4's PM programme to give his predictions for the new year. He said he believed 2024 would be more of a rodeo than a dressage. Thanks for the shout out, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. A video of deer being airlifted for health checks in Utah has gone viral with images of them flying through the snowy mountains. As the holiday song goes, dashing through the snow in a twin rotor CH-47 Chinook helicopter.
The first week in January was a busy week for TV in the UK, with ITV airing a new drama about the real-life sub-postmaster scandal in the UK, which saw innocent people wrongfully convicted due to a flawed computer system rolled out by the post office, and the BBC aired The Traitors.
Oh, weird of them to show the same thing, right? Britain was stunned by up-and-coming dart star Luke the Nuke Littler, the 16-year-old dart prodigy who looks a little older than 16.
How old does he look?
180.
Amanda Bynes launched a podcast and then cancelled it after one episode. Amanda, please!
A first glimpse of the sixth game in the Grand Theft Auto series has finally been revealed, after the trailer for the long-awaited blockbuster was leaked 15 hours before release. Beating, aggression, and even torture. Just some of the things Rockstar will do once they catch the leaker.
Sir Howard Davies, NatWest chair, said he believes it is not currently that difficult for people to get on the housing ladder. And he's right. All you have to do is motherload, motherload, motherload.
A home renovation project in Dallas revealed more than anyone bargained for when a military-style hand grenade was found in the walls. Builders have paused any subsequent work, suspecting that the mortar they are using for their external brickwork might have been misunderstood.
A church in Ireland was ransacked in an unsuccessful attempt to steal a safe. We asked officers what the punishment may look like and they said, ah, Jesus. Well, they could be looking at an Our Father, 10 Hail Marys and a Glory Be.
A fan fiction writer has been sued by the estate of J.R.R. Tolkien for copyright infringement after publishing his own sequel to Lord of the Rings. The title of this sequel was Frodo Baggins and the Tale of Flavourless Ice Cream Alternatives.
Terrible.
What about Gandalfini the Grey, a tale of Gandalf's shift towards the New Jersey Mafia?
What?
Lego Lassie and the Dwarf Who Is Lost Down a Well?
Stupid.
My sister came up with that one.
Yeah, so it runs in the family then?
That's not very nice. What about Legolas and his elven village made entirely of small plastic blocks?
Have you run out of characters yet?
Yes, but what about Mordor, the story of a giant's carpentry needs?
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
A YouTuber has been jailed for 6 months for deliberately crashing his plane for views and then lying about it to US investigators. A child YouTuber attempted to copy this video and even got hold of a plane. However, after his parents caught on to the plan, he was grounded.
A giant tumbleweed, roughly the size of a Volkswagen Beetle, was spotted hurtling its way down a road in California this week. With tumbleweed that big, there must be one hell of a cowboy standoff happening just round the corner.
One of France's biggest supermarket chains will stop selling PepsiCo products because they have become too expensive. Which is odd because I always hear people saying that Coke is expensive.
NASA has streamed an ultra-high definition video of a cat back to Earth from the depths of space, with footage of the orange tabby travelling over 19 million miles. This is the fastest a cat has moved since I put a cucumber behind mine when it wasn't expecting it.
Royal Mail are to release Spice Girl stamps to celebrate 30 years of girl power. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want, for my post to be delivered on time.
An earthquake measuring 2.1 on the Richter scale has hit parts of the Scottish Highlands, with residents claiming they heard loud rumbling sounds. Luckily for them, the loud rumbling was simply Angus next door going a bit too hard on the bagpipes.
A small owl was discovered nestled in a Kentucky family's Christmas tree after several days. The aisle is said to be okay, and we understand he had a hoot and a half.
Finally, a US senator has called for a government investigation into the impact on national security of garlic imports from China. Faulty garlics are leaving US citizens terrified, as now the only thing between them and an onslaught of vampires is a werewolf and a high school girl with limited acting ability.
That's all from us at News Radio. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to suggest a topic for us to talk about next time, you can find us on X or TikTok at News Radio Pod, or on Instagram at News Radio Podcast.
Also, if you want to hear us mess up our lines or see every take of us trying and failing to reenact a spaghetti western, you can head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/newsradio.
Goodbye.